Today I was hearing Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And at the beginning of the book, he glorifies the Vaishnavas. Of course, he glorifies Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, who is his spiritual master. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared in his heart and ordered him to write Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. But along with glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he glorified the Vaishnavas. And he said that the glorification of Vaishnavas is very pleasing to Krishna. And he was confident that by beginning his book with the glorification of Vaishnavas, that his effort would be successful. So I'm glad that you also have gathered to remember and glorify a Vaishnava, Mother Archavigraha. Of course, Mother Archavigraha was born in South Africa of European descent. But from an early time, she was a spiritual seeker. But she met devotees only relatively late in her life. But once she understood the truth of Krishna consciousness, she accepted it fully. And she was quite a well-known person, a renowned artist, and you know, she was quite well connected in Johannesburg. Once she arranged to bring the mayor of Johannesburg to our farm community in Moser's Drift, he had dinner with us there. And she turned her home into a preaching center and had regular programs. Then later she was diagnosed with cancer. One part I forgot to mention, that she would travel to different places to get themes for her artwork. And she lived with Bedouins in North Africa. She lived in different places in different parts of the world, not only to get themes for her artwork, but also to explore different wisdom traditions. So when she met the devotees, she thought she could come to India and get themes for her artwork, and also develop her Krishna consciousness. And when she came to Vrindavan, she she got the idea of getting some land and building a house. And the ground floor would be her residence and art studio. And the upper floor would be for me. And that was a very new idea in Vrindavan then. Vrindavan was not so populated like now. And devotees who visited would be accommodated in the Krishna Balaram guest house. Devotees were not thinking of buying land, building houses, or developers were not building apartments. Excuse me. Got some land and built that house. She was diagnosed with cancer. And at first it looked like the treatment was working. But then the cancer came back. And she phoned me and told me. And I said that I think Srimati Radharani wants to accelerate her spiritual development. So now you should move to Vrindavan, which she did. And she, although at one stage the doctors gave her only 6 months, she ended up living for more than 3 years, and she did a lot of service. And also her death was, in a way, it was an event that the whole Vrindavan community participated in. Because of her wonderful Vaishnava qualities, so many devotees would come and offer service to her. Of course, senior devotees would come. Burijan Prabhu would come every day at 4 o'clock and speak to her. And other senior devotees like Tamal Krishna Goswami, Shivaram Swami, Keshava Bharati Das Goswami, myself, we would regularly come and read to her. Sometimes we would read some Krishna Leela, and we would take different parts. It was like a dramatic reading. We had translation of Rupa Goswami's dramas, Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. So we would take different roles in the drama. And her main support and mentor, he became a Shiksha Guru for her, was her next door neighbor, Bhakti Bringa Govinda Swami. He was based in Vrindavan then. He spent almost all of his time in Vrindavan. And he was very helpful to her in all respects. And after he did his morning puja, he would bring his Gornikai deities and place them on her altar. And of course, she had helped with the Rathiatras and Durbans. She helped with decorating the chariots. And of course, she knew Indraduma Swami from there. And he had deities of Radha and Krishna, nice big deities, Gandharvika, Giridhari. So those were placed on her altar. And yeah, she did a painting of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that was established in his bhajan kutir as the main worshipable deity at Radhakund. And she also did one of Srila Jiva Goswami, which was established in Jiva Goswami's bhajan kutir at the expansion of the Radha Damodar temple at Radhakund. And she also did some artwork for the samadhi, for Srila Prabhupada's samadhi. It was a strict rule that no women should go on the altar in the Vrindavan temple. But the devotees there wanted her to paint the deities. So every night, after the deities were put to rest, and the devotees were asleep, the head pujari arranged for her to sneak onto the altar, and without anyone knowing it, she was repainting the deities. And then before the devotees came in the morning to wake up the lords, she would quietly leave and take all of her things with her. And no one would know that she was on the altar. So, many services. She was, at that time the devotees got the property at Vrindakund. And she was also involved in painting the deities at Vrindakund. In fact, I gave her that name, Archavigraha Dasi, because she was an artist, mainly a painter. And one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, who was also an artist, who did paintings, he asked Srila Prabhupada, which of the nine processes of devotional service is painting? And Srila Prabhupada replied, Archana, decorating the form of the Lord. So I knew she was an artist, so I gave her that name, Archavigraha Dasi. And she ended up doing a lot of service for many deities. So she was also doing service for the deities at Vrindakund. And after she left, you know, we went to different places of pilgrimage. as part of the celebrations. And we went to Vrindakund. And so I mentioned to the pujari that she felt sorry that she could not complete her service at Vrindakund. And the pujari replied, now she will complete her service there. He pointed up like, now she'll complete her service in Goloka Vrindavan. So, yeah, at the end, many devotees would come to spend time with her. I mentioned the senior devotees who would come and read to her and speak with her. And other devotees, whatever skills they had to offer in her service, they would come. Like some devotees who could do massage, they gave her massage. Maybe some who knew Reiki gave her Reiki. Different things that they could do, they would do for her. And it sort of became a paradigm or an example of how the devotee community could come together to serve a Vaishnava at the end. And Mother Archivinoda loved Vrindavan. She just loved being in Vrindavan. And she wished that other devotees should have the same opportunity that she had to spend their last days in Vrindavan. And she asked me to take up that project, and I said I would. And from that desire of hers came the Vrindavan Hospice. That was her direct request. And now so many devotees are being served by the hospice, including disciples and other followers of Srila Prabhupada from various countries. So that was due to her original desire. So, yes, she is a glorious disciple, glorious servant of Krishna and Vaishnavas. So it's very good that every year you come together and remember her and glorify her. And of course, at the same time, we should endeavor to follow in her footsteps of complete dedication. We may not have the same specific qualities that she has or abilities, but whatever abilities we do have, we should engage them fully in the service of the Lord and the devotees. And we can also achieve a very exalted position in devotional service and a very glorious destination. So, Hare Krishna. to say. Anything else? This is also the disappearance day of Kirti Dasi, the very pious and devoted and devotional mother of Jayashree and Rajasundari, who it's quite a coincidence that she also left on this special day. And yeah, she was very, very pure, and her purity was shown by how much her family members took to Krishna consciousness. I mean, practically the whole family, the children and their spouses and their children all became Krishna conscious. So that's quite a tribute to her piety and purity and devotion. And she left in Srimayapur Dham, such an auspicious place. And somehow, just shortly thereafter, Jai Krishnadas, who is the husband of her daughter Varumni, also left. And quite, of course, it caused great separation, but also he knew he was leaving, and he even commented that he would be leaving. And he did. So, of course, it did create a terrible sense of separation. But from his perspective, it was glorious. And of course, from Mother Kirtida's perspective, it was also glorious. And how their, how her children and children's children are continuing in Krishna consciousness is wonderful. Now, her grandson, Jai Gauranga Das, has taken initiation. So that's... that's quite an achievement. yes, and of course, Jayashree's daughter, Dayarupa Gopi, is a wonderful devotee. She's initiated by His Holiness Jaipataka Swami Maharaj. So we hope now more and more of the next generation of Kirtita Sundari's children's children will, you know, be very good devotees and take initiation and continue the family tradition of pure devotional service. Hare Krishna. So, well, does anyone know sign language? Yeah. chair, the opponent just wind it up.
Somebody was going to speak.
It looked like somebody wanted to speak, but there's no audio for me to hear you. So I don't know if you could fix it, or if separately you just want a phone on the telephone. I'm going to try again. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hi. All right, so anything else? So now utilize your time, you know, chanting and hearing about Krishna. Always keep engaged. Reading, listening to lectures and readings, cooperate with each other in service to serve the devotees and spread the movement. Just today I happened to see again a nice video that Ananda Mohan sent me about his daughter Nandarani. She is also a very special pure soul, very special pure soul in the body of a young girl. So we also remember her and feel her separation. I'm sure she's also smiling down upon us. In fact, by her departure, she made Ananda Mohan's sister-in-law, Vrindavaneshwari's sister, a devotee, who's now initiated as Lakshmi Priya. Lakshmi Priya was not a devotee. Of course, she knew about Krishna consciousness from Ananda Mohan and Vrindavaneshwari. And Nandarani would always ask her to chant and take up devotional service. But she was a little more modern and she didn't take it up. She didn't consider it so seriously. But after Nandarani left, she came down here and visited me, and somehow she changed. She became a devotee, and a good devotee, by Nandarani's mercy. And now she lives in Vrindavan, and is very active. The devotees are very pleased with her service there. And she's also helping the hospice, because we thought we should have a forum to create a link between the hospice and the devotee community. So we have this, you know, hospice community forum with some of the good devotees from the Vrindavan temple community and then two devotees from the hospice, and so Lakshmi Priya is one of those. So yeah, we're part of a wonderful spiritual family that Srila Prabhupada has created. So we should always maintain that good brotherly and sisterly mood of cooperation and full of absorption in Krishna consciousness as full as possible. Well, that means full. All right, anything else? I'm there right now. Well, as soon as possible. Maybe, I think the earliest, yeah, it's hard to say. I think earliest would be October. Maybe, we'll see what's possible. All right. So, we'll let you take rest. It's 10 o'clock there. But nice to see you. Very nice to see you. It brings great joy to my heart to see all of you. And especially see you smiling and happy. Must have been a good feast. All right, so I do actually seriously look forward to seeing you all in person as soon as possible. And in the meantime, we can be connected by Vani and Seva. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Mother Archa Vigraha Devi Dasi ki jai, Kirti Dasundari Devi Dasi ki jai, Jai Krishna Das ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nihar Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.